And we're back here at the South Door Report with George Lindquist, Vice President for the MUCC, the Michigan United Conservation Clubs. I appreciate you hanging around with us, George. Thank you.
Thank you, Adam. Great to be here.
Now, you're a member of the Whitetail Winter Habitat Work Group that's been formed in the recent years to try and improve wintering habitat, especially in heavy snow zones around the UP. And you recently just had a meeting here in the Marquette County area, right?
Yes, we did, Adam. Last Wednesday, we had a meeting, and J.R. Richardson from the Natural Resources Commission helped set that group up, and Jim Hamill's one of our lead men on it. There's a whole lot of people from all around the Upper Peninsula that are involved with this, and we're really looking at all the deer wintering habit, deer wintering complexes across the northern UP, central UP, and maybe not the very southern reaches of the UP, but most of the Upper Peninsula we're looking at.
So what I really wanted to focus on is what you talked about at this particular meeting, because I heard that it was focused a lot on the deer yards in Marquette County.
We did look at Marquette County. We're looking at the Harlow Lake yard, and we're also looking at a yard over towards Sand River that's a smaller yard, but the state itself owns a lot of the land there, which gives them more control on what can actually get done there. And we're pretty hopeful on this, and we're kind of moving from west to east as far as looking at these deer wintering complexes.
So what's the next step?
Our next step is do a final review on some of this. We try to adjust the lines where it delineates where the yard actually is here by Harlow Lake, and we're making some adjustments on that. We're looking at a few other little aspects of it, and from there, our next meeting we'll approve those, and then we will start looking at some yards more in Elder County.
And what happens to the habitat then when you get things approved for a specific site?
Well, one of the neat things we're starting from the western UP is in the Gogebic area, in those wintering complexes, they've put a letter together and they're sending it to all the landowners that have 20 acres or more within a mile or so of this of these wintering complexes. So contacting the individual landowners and telling them that, they're part of this, and that, gives them links, gives them connections on different foresters, different ways they can look up on what they can possibly do to their land to improve the habitat for deer for that complex.
Well, it's interesting to see how this kind of plays out because there's so many players in it. I mean, all the different timber companies own land in these wintering complexes, and obviously the state, that's kind of a lucky break on the one in Sand River.
Yes, it is. And that's a really good point. And one thing they found out by looking at these different landowners is over in Gogebic County was that like 40% of the small landowners lived out of state. So they're not necessarily looking at this, and or, they don't know about this, or how would they? So by sending them a letter and, show them where our website is and, getting them this information. And, of course, a lot of people want to be able to do something with their land. They want to help wildlife. So this is a real opportunity for them.
Excellent. Vice President from the MUCC, George Lindquist, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Adam. It's great to be here.
We'd like to have you back real soon. And hopefully the bill that's in the Senate right now for delisting wolves will go through and you'll keep us updated.
I definitely will. Thank you.
Appreciate it. This is The Outdoor Show.